This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. This story is part of a series called Living Wages on Cortez. We're hearing from local employers and advocates about raising the minimum pay rate to a living wage standard of $20.26 an hour. I sat down with Kurt Cunningham, the owner of the Squirrel Cove General Store, to find out what types of innovative approaches he has explored in order to meet the needs of his community.
Yeah, I'm very open to that. Finding people to work is very problematic for all the stores, all the businesses. And it probably would be a little better in the summer, we're hoping. But I am open to closing the store one day a week or whatever. I think we need to coordinate that between the stores. We have services that different stores provide, like the gas is the service, the post office, etc., that we have in here. Excuse me. Their services, and they have to be maintained. But I think the island could stand the stores not being open one day a week. When I grew up, Sunday, all the stores were always closed. They were never open. And we don't need to be quite so competitive and to do that. We can be more community oriented, I think, and people could live without the services one day a week.
So this sounds like something that you're suggesting for the winter time, and the reason that you're suggesting it is because with all the stores, they struggle to find and retain employment to cover all 7 days a week.
Yeah, I believe all the stores are in a tight bind with employment, with finding people to work. And I never got the memo, but apparently a memo came out from the government that said that work is now an option and people aren't needing to work. I don't know how it works because I didn't get the memo. But if someone has a copy, I'd love to see it. And I don't know how people do it, but work is not necessary all the time. So it's creating a problem for us.
CKTZ also spoke with a representative from Living Wage Families BC, Anastasia French, and asked specifically about ways that grocers on the island might be able to increase their wages and meet the living wage standard.
Do you ever recommend, especially in rural communities, that businesses reduce their hours in order to reach these goals?
No, I think it's each business is unique, right? And each business owner knows their business and knows their business better than we can say. We can tell you what the hourly amount is to earn for a living wage. How you're going to get there will be unique for different businesses, whether that's you increase the cost of the goods that you're selling, is it that you change the structure of your workload? All of those different things are different for each business. And we certainly wouldn't want to necessarily give advice on how a business owner should run their business. But we do want to talk passionately about the benefits of paying a living wage once they've made that decision to commit to it. So each individual business owner will have their own kind of ways of doing it. But we do know in terms of reducing hours that across the province, since the pandemic, there are lots of businesses that now don't open on Mondays and Tuesdays because they can't find staff to work those hours. And paying a living wage can be one way of combating that labor shortage that we're hearing about. That being said, I know in particular for food and beverage businesses, it is really tough right now because both your wholesale costs have increased and also your labor costs have increased. So how are you going to get there? And it may take time. And hopefully one day everyone across the province will be earning a living wage.
Living Wage Families BC, because they certify people for this now. Are you familiar with
that? I'm not familiar with it, but it sounds very interesting.
Do you think it's possible to offer that to your employees here?
It's in the right range, I think. And yeah, I strongly believe that people should have a fair wage and have a livable wage. And people work hard, and but it's always governed by profitability. And it's a matter of if you keep your prices low, you don't have the profit to share or to do that. It's very hard. We've got 4 stores on the island. There's a lot of competition. And being profitable is, especially during the past, it's been very difficult. And that's why I've had to work 7 days a week. And on top of that, the availability of staff is very tight.
And you're not paying yourself an hourly wage.
Not an hourly wage. I get paid by other things.
Right, being the owner, but it's just clarifying that you are saving a lot of money by not paying
someone
hourly.
Working 7 days a week. When I retire, which I hope to one day, not soon, but when I retire, I hope to have a fresh salad. Because as a store owner, you don't eat what you can sell. So you're getting the idea?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Okay. Yeah, so I think I hear this a lot from the other employers, and I guess I just want to get a clear read here. So what is the starting wage at Squirrel Cove right now?
Right now I'm paying about $18 an hour.
Okay.
And I would love to be able to pay more.
Have you considered an employee-owned business model?
I have, and that is an option. Now, one of the things I have is the gas. And you don't make money on gas. Gas is a service. And I would love to be able to reduce my gas prices so that they were much closer to Campbell River. And I plan on doing that for local traffic. And I would love to be able to do pricing for residents of Cortez that are separate and different, like member prices. So it's separate from the tourist prices. The locals suffer during the summer with the ferry access, etc. It's a hardship for locals. And I can see having a member type of, be it co-op or just membership, where locals get a price break because they earn it. They're here year round and their cost is higher because they have to go to Campbell River. And if I can do something like have the gas at a lower price to relieve some of the traffic on the ferries, keep people on the island, and attract business. The gas is one thing that I have that separates this from some of the other stores. And it's something that you don't make money on, but there could be a possibility.
It's driving your traffic into the store. Yeah.
Which is what the gas does now. Without gas, on this side of the island, some people think it's a long ways away.
It's all perspective.
Yeah, if you live in a big city, driving an hour is nothing. On Cortez, 10, 15 minutes is let's change the oil first.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.